Catholic students demand public apology over removal of Planned Parenthood from resource list. By Dr. Susan Berry on December 6, 2019. The Student Senate of Catholic School Edgewood College has demanded a public apology from its interim president for cutting abortion provider Planned Parenthood from its list of resources. Students plan to meet with Sister Mary Ellen Jevelinger Friday since she removed a link to Planned Parenthood from the school's list of resources, reported school media outlet on the Edge News. Prior to the abortion chain's removal, the Wisconsin Schools TFP Student Action Organization, a group that describes itself as one that works to proudly affirm the positive values of tradition, family and private property, garnered over 15,000 signatures on its petition to cut Planned Parenthood from the wellness resource list. Some Edgewood students appear to be angry with TFP Student Action's massive petition. On the Edge News reported, the Student Senate has now called on Jevelinger to publicly apologize for responding to TFP's demands, and Student Senate President Sidney Wilcox has informed students there will be a public apology tomorrow, December 6, at 12 p.m. in Sondrager 108. However, Wilcox said Jevelinger did not state whether she planned to apologize. There was some confusion on her part as to why an apology is needed. Student Senate Vice President Jordan Smith said Jevelinger should start with an apology. "Start with the apology, lead to the truth," she said. Wilcox said, "I am looking forward to hearing the statement that will be provided by Sister Mary Ellen at the forum. I'm interested in seeing what that dialogue will look like between her and students, and how this very, very important and critical issue is going to be addressed." According to the student news outlet, Wilcox presented Jevelinger a letter signed by 40 students that listed demands of the student body and the importance of upholding and demonstrating our Dominican values. Included in the letter was the statement, "Students courageously spoke their truth about the disappointment they experienced in response to your careless act of siding with an alt-right group that stands for and supports sexism, homophobia, transphobia, xenophobia, and white supremacy." Jevelinger reportedly responded that the letter from Wilcox and the Student Senate contained false information. On the Edge News continued, Jevelinger said she did order the link removed, but other information circulating on campus about the incident is lies. According to Sean O'Brien, the president of SAFE and a student who met with Jevelinger Thursday, "It felt as if what our student body was saying and asking of Sister Mary Ellen and the college wasn't taken seriously or considered," Wilcox said, according to the school news outlet. "And I had raised the point that even if what's currently circulating is a lie, this is still an opportunity for you to work on those demands." Jordan Smith, Student Senate Vice President, also said some students didn't feel heard, they didn't feel validated. While TFP Student Action Director John Ritchie told the college fix he was happy his group had achieved its goal of having Planned Parenthood removed, Jevelinger said she herself made the decision to remove Planned Parenthood's name from the resource list, without any influence from the petition. "As I understand the decision to put Planned Parenthood, PP, on the website, it was because the college had reduced the number of on-campus health services in recent years, and was pointing students to other areas for service, such as health care for women and men, and testing for certain diseases. Since Planned Parenthood is a major provider of abortions, I ask that it be removed from the college website. This has been done without any public notice, and there has been no public response. The PP info was buried deep in the website." In October, Father Steven Sundborg, S.J., president of the Jesuit-run Seattle University, also removed Planned Parenthood from its list of student health care resources.